You are now listening to an all-new episode of Bubble Bath Stories with your hosts, Nikki Trends and Manny Oso.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up, everybody?
What's going on, folks? Welcome back. Welcome back.
This is your girl, Nikki Trends.
Manny Oso.
It's your favorite 15-minute podcast, Bubble Bath Stories. As you can see, we have a special guest, and the setup is just completely different. We're standing up.
Yeah, right? Because for this, we're going to need a little bit of energy. I got to be able to flail around because some stuff might happen today.
Yeah, Manny's about to be very unpopular. Special guest, please let the people know who you are.
Oh, hello. This is Takara Mal. Comedian, writer. I'm so happy to be here. I guess we're going to fight now.
Yes, we are.
We're going to get in it.
It's going to be fun. All right, guys. So stay until the end. These brackets are actually a part of a week-long giveaway.
Yeah.
So you have to see who's on the brackets. And in order to win, well, you have to stay until the end to find that out.
That's right.
I got to tease you a little bit. Yep. All right, guys. Are you guys ready?
I think we're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I mean, I think we're ready. Yeah.
All right. All right, mofos, let's get this started. All right, first name in the triple threat bracket. Now, Method Man and Jill Scott. Now, guys, before we start, I want you guys to know we put all the names that we had in a name generator.
Yeah.
And so the matches were random. Please don't come for us.
We did not choose the lineups. We just chose the names.
And the triple threats are based off of singing, acting, what did we
say? So the argument,
singing, acting, dancing,
writing,
plays instruments.
Yeah.
Oh, so you have to have any three of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the first match up is Method Man and Jill Scott. Who are you guys? What's up? What do you guys think about this match?
So let me go ahead and start out because I'll be honest, I don't know 100% about Jill Scott. You know, I'm sure I know probably as much as the next random person does. But Method Man, if you do not know that this guy can do more than just what he started with, you got to go and research this guy. First of all, even with his music, he was one of the only people on the Wu-Tang's debut to have his own tracks on there. I think he was also the first one to come out with his solo album, too.
Manny being a little Method Man historian. Damn.
Music alone. Okay, now we got acting. If you haven't seen this guy, you got to go watch Oz, and you got to go watch The Wire. That's where he started out with his acting career. He's known definitely for being all around with working with anybody. You randomly see this guy and stuff.
I will say I'm a little torn. Both of these contenders, the comedic timing that they have in the stuff that I've seen them be funny in is Method Man is funny.
Method Man is funny, but he's never had his own TV show. Jill Scott had her own HBO TV show.
Oh, yes!
Number one 80s detective agency.
That's right. I remember that.
Award-nominated, critically acclaimed, my broken ass,
she's
and she is a lady.
Got you there. You know what? I will say, I do feel like Method Man's acting is taken more seriously, but I will say Jill Scott in Why Did I Get Married? I personally hysterically cried.
She climbed up that mountain.
She did. And she got herself that man. And then when she did First Lady, First Wives Club, hilarious.
Yes, I just finished that, yes.
So I don't, me personally, I'm a little torn on that. I'm going to have to close my eyes when this poll comes out and just like.
I think people are going to give Method Man a little more credit on some stuff because when you look at his thing, you get pretty surprised. I actually just found out apparently he's writing graphic novels based on the mythical origins of the Wu-Tang.
Oh,
how crazy is that?
It really is for the kids.
Yeah.
However, I don't need to know what's happening in the future. I need to know what's happening right now.
Good point.
What is Method Man doing right now?
You're absolutely right.
Put it out there. Put it out.
I'm almost positive he and Wu-Tang Clan have a residency in Vegas.
I did hear that.
There we go. So not only is he an actor, a writer, a rapper,
fine.
Very good.
I mean,
that's a triple threat right there.
I think we haven't gotten the
opportunity. Live performer is incredible.
I think we haven't gotten the opportunity to see a Method Man scene where he's going to make us cry, but I think he's got it in him. But I want to know what people think about this lineup.
All right.
Right out the gate, real tough.
Yes. Andre, three seconds. Okay, this is easy for me. I'm gonna take a dab. All right. I know everybody is gonna look at me and be like, but you love Justin. That's your man. After everything came out about Britney, I was like, oh, I don't know. I cannot support you. But also, Andre 3000 came out with a song and fucking was number one on the charts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. And he's touring with that. And he sold out Blue Note.
He don't bother nobody. I'm going to go for my Andre 3 stack.
So I'm about to get pretty unpopular already.
I know. You should probably leave.
Yeah. Andre 3000 gets a lot of credit for something he did 20 years ago when it comes to I loved Four Brothers. Who doesn't love it? True. But okay. You just said, what has he been doing lately?
Okay.
Oh. Is he still an actor? I mean, Big Boy was on Law and Order.
His carbon footprint. That's what he's doing. He is supporting them children.
Also, did he win a Grammy after Outkast?
Yes.
Or was it just Outkast?
Oh, damn. That's a good question. That's a really good question. But you have, but like, but was,
what did Justin do after NSYNC?
Well, apparently also, a lot of dirtbag shit.
Okay, but that doesn't.
Okay, you're right. I will say this though. I've seen Justin movies. Like I said, I don't think his acting is up to par. I will say that even though the movie came out mad long ago, like anytime I see him in something, I'm like interested. He was actually in something recently. It was an independent movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to remind me.
Well, we got to see that.
I know that was also a very long
time. No, he had a couple of things. It was a show on Apple.
Yeah.
I'm going to remind me afterwards. I'm going to post
it. I want to know what you guys think, though.
Yeah. On that one. But definitely, I'm going to go with Andre 3.
I'm going to go to Justin.
Based
Sorry.
Off of the acting, I'm going to go 100% 3 sec.
God damn it. I want to be fair because, like, the hateration is, like, deep in my head. And I don't want to give it to Justin, right? But you have to admit, Mirrors, that's a good song.
That's a great song. Bro, the guy's got a voice.
He can write. He's been in a lot of movies, a lot of critically acclaimed movies. Social Network, right? He wasn't the critically acclaimed one, but he was in them. He was in them.
Trolls, we have to. He was involved.
Trolls. He was the music director in Trolls.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Those Trolls movies, they get me. They really do. I love them. I'm gonna give it to Justin just to be fair, but I love Andre 3000. But if this is a triple threat bracket, you gotta give it to
You gotta go with the winner.
All right. Wow, okay, this is the first time that you guys agreed on something. We're just it. All right. Three. Hugh Jackman and Jennifer Lopez. Now
this
guys,
one
all right.
fair. It's not guys. Fair. This was not fair. This is not fair.
Can I just say a disclaimer before people start fucking attacking us? Okay. I understand Jennifer Lopez is mi gente, but like she's been getting some savageness a lot, and I don't think it's quite fair because I enjoy her movies. Don't act like y'all motherfuckers not watching her movies.
Enough. Let's go.
Let's go. Made in Manhattan.
Let's go.
Selena.
Let's go.
Okay.
A foundation.
And homegirl is like almost 60. Looks better than a lot of other, like Madonna. Let's just say she looks better than Madonna.
I think that should be one of her triple threats right there.
I mean, facts. But like, shout out to Madonna because like, I wish I could still do that. But anyway, her body popping. I mean, she be dancing with the best, and I'm like, yes. The singing may not be, but she's not trying to be like a Mariah Carey or Celine Dion. She's just trying to be known. So I'm going with Jennifer Lopez.
Didn't say nothing about Hugh Jackman. No. She's like, let me say this. I was like, eventually we're going to get to Hugh Jackman. I thought that, it was going to be a balanced vote.
That was a straight up loyalty vote right
there.
That's
crazy. She's like, I know
you
didn't. I'm like, okay, good, fair.
Yeah,
now we're
going to
see something about Hugh Jackman.
You are
go
next.
She's not trying to be Beyonce.
You are going next.
I'm going to go next. And I'm going to speak up for my boy Hugh because that was insane what you just said to me. That was wild. Hugh Jackman, OG Marvel superhero, right?
Facts.
Right? Forever Wolverine. He's been doing it since 2000.
No one will ever be that.
Ching, ching, the little, no one else has gotten the little, you know, the thingamabobs. Also, Broadway superstar.
Right? Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
He was the music man.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
So good. So he can sing, he can dance, he can act. not only can he act, but he can do the action movie acting. Some people can't do that. Like, you put John Cena in a movie, it's like, okay, it's the boy. He's not going to make me feel nothing. Hugh Jackman gets to the heart of the pathos.
John Cena is funny. Of a movie. Don't sleep on my man John Cena.
Okay, we're not doing this.
Don't sleep on my man John Cena. Though.
Manny hates him.
I love to hate. Really? I love to hate him. Okay. I love to hate him.
I will say this, though. Even though my vote was for Hugh Jackman, I feel really bad for Jennifer Lopez because it's clear that no matter what she does, there's a level of dedication to it that a lot of other people right
Amen.
Now in Hollywood cannot do. Like, she is the last of a dying breed when it comes yes. to, like, triple threats because yes. she gives it her all. And I know people didn't really mess with the movie too much or the documentary that just came out on Amazon Prime, but honestly,
the album's number one.
But the album's number one, and she put her foot in it. You may not like the foot, but she put her foot yeah. into it.
And she got her man like back. She got her man back.
And that's the story. Another triple threat win for her. You know what? Stop it. Because you're going to switch my vote. It's you, Jack.
What about you? What about you?
All right. So I'm just going to be simple, you guys. I'm sorry. First, let me just say you are right. J-Lo works hard. Probably harder than anybody else in Hollywood. Anybody else in the industry.
Thank you.
Definitely. I fucking love Selena.
Yep.
The Cell is honestly Yo. One of my favorite movies.
Yes, let's give it
up. Enough. The Definitely great film, but if you're saying triple threat, I mean, he's an actual triple threat. Oscars, Emmys,
oh,
Grammys. Sure. I'm just gonna go with you.
Thank you for that. Thank you for pulling us back.
Look at my face. Sometimes his reads be like, he's a housewife. Like, did you? He's got Oscar. You know, she's still sensitive about Hustle. This is absurd.
He's like, the camera's gonna
pan yeah.
when I hit the. You got it?
Yeah, yes. You got it.
All right, guys. Next one. Please be
easy. Ryan Gosling and Lady Gaga.
Here we go again with two people that are just like on opposite ends of the industry, but yet for some reason you kind would you put them around each other in this? She just started acting, right?
Ish, you know, she had the big role in Star Is Born.
Yeah.
And then she did House of Gucci.
And but she did a lot of American Horror Story.
She was on a
TV first. And she kills it every time she's on Saturday Night Live. I will say she has like great comedic timing. I'll give her that.
I feel like she went to school for it.
That's right. She's a
parent.
If I research correctly.
Instrument.
She's fucking up the piano.
If I research correctly, I don't think Ryan Gosling has actually won an Oscar. Ooh. Everything else he has.
You are so
However, the guy, have you ever seen A Place Beyond the Pines?
Yes.
That movie will never make you cry. Oh my God. With Eva Mendes, where he met his wife. Oh,
I'm playing. No, I'm not playing when I say I've never seen it, but I do know the
and of course,
and I do know the lore of how he met his wife.
But also, beautiful. Remember the Titans. He was part of that so this cast.
I
like,
forgot he yeah. was in that.
Yeah.
He was Sunshine, right? Or...
And we can't forget what he just did now with Barbie. Like, he stole the damn movie.
Yeah, and
never
in
for an Oscar.
Yeah.
You think he's going to perform it at the Oscars?
I mean...
I don't think it's in good taste if he does that. Everybody's kind of pissed off about it.
He does play instruments because he has his own band. It's like
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He is...
What's the band? What's the band? Cannot... I love that song, My Body's a Zombie for You.
That's a real song?
My Body's a Zombie for You. Yeah.
I'm not...
What
I'm
is
not the
name of
that
damn band? I don't know, but if you look up the song, you'll see him. He can sing. Also, Mickey Mouse Club.
Yes.
I mean, he's trained. He's trained in the craft.
You know what? I'm going to go back and change my vote. You guys, you're right. Justin Timberlake. You're right. I was upset.
The Mickey Mouse Club did it.
I was.
Let me tell you something.
You're right. I was blinded.
Let me just say, you're absolutely right, because here's where the difference lies. Because Lady Gaga had to do it all herself.
Right?
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's a story. Is that the story? Oh, okay. So then I didn't research it.
There was a foundational level of support where she was anchored in a way, but she did grind.
Yeah.
I saw those videos of her performing in a parking lot.
I mean, she was no Disney kid.
You know,
she
was her
and Disney trains you to be like that, to be perfect.
Her and I, Lady Gaga and I, actually have something in common.
Okay.
We both had Facebook groups dedicated to not liking us.
Look at me.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yes, Facebook was a savage place. All right, you guys got me. I'm gonna go with Lady Gaga because you're right.
Sure.
I'm gonna go with Lady Gaga.
Sure. It's out there. I feel like Ryan's very Ryan, you gotta give us more. Like, you know? I want more.
Ryan comes to work.
Yeah, he comes to work and then
goes. And then he's like, are we done yet?
He's the epitome of that coworker.
Lady Gaga's trying
Lady Gaga.
I will say that, though, he doesn't have an Oscar, but he was nominated for Lars and the Real Girl.
Yes, it was. Something.
All right, you guys ready? Next one. Lizzo and Tiana Taylor.
Tiana Taylor.
I'm going to go with Tiana. Tiana. Don't be mad at me.
Tiana.
I think this is a hard one for you.
I'm going to say Lizzo because I feel like she's one of those artists who made an instrument kind of cool.
He's not wrong.
You know?
Who was fucking with the flute? But Tiana Taylor is real. I mean, she's who all the girlies go to learn how to perform.
Also, I'm really excited about Tiana Taylor because she's a Nepo baby.
She is?
She is a Nepo baby, and it's not working out for her. She signed to Good Music with Kanye West. He shelved her, didn't really
her music.
He didn't really like do what he needed to do to get her in the forefront. But the things that she has dropped have been really, really good.
Yes.
Plus, this movie that came out, she didn't get an Oscar nom, but everyone was like, her performance was critically acclaimed. Now she's been pulled to be Dionne Warwick in her biopic.
Yes.
And she's going to eat. She's going to eat.
Creative directing.
I want her to win. Want her to win. And creative directing. She's showing the girls how to have stage presence.
Yes.
I love her. And I want her to win. So I think she's got it. And she can dance. My God, that girl can
Yes.
dance.
Remember
that's
that?
True, that's true.
Yes. Your
something
love
like
is
that.
Faded.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, how do you get her body?
And then
like, genetics, boo.
Crazy. Then they were like, oh,
not
I have
even
to
Olympic,
like,
my man. That's God.
They were like, oh, I have to work out for like my whole life.
Your whole life. Every single
so month. You're going with Lizzo because nobody was fucking with the flu until she came around.
Yes.
Because she was like,
she's a flautist.
Ooh, that was nice.
Wait, say that again.
Say again.
A flautist?
Wow.
Say it slower.
Say it slower. Okay.
All right, guys.
What was that?
Listen up to the next one. I'm still learning control, guys. Also, I don't have my glasses on. All right, next pair. I feel like these are getting a little easier. Queen Latifah and Justin Bieber.
You funny.
This is, guys, again, please do not come for us. We put the names in a generator. They match them up. This is the outcome. I'm going to say Queen Latifah.
Oh, okay, there we go.
But the people are very on Bieber's side. So this is where I feel like, unless you know the history, you're going to make an intelligent choice.
Tell me a movie or TV show.
While he plays instruments, he writes his music.
Okay.
He dances.
He was on The Lorax.
He sings. He was on Lorax?
You're correct. All right. I stand down.
Yeah.
That was okay. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
So fast,
let me just say, man, if you haven't seen Never Say Never and, you know, if you didn't cry watching that, like, that's a great movie, bro. This
Wait,
kid has it all. Let me tell you. Yes, you're right. Maybe he's not got that. He doesn't have the acting thing. But everything else, this guy is it. It's when I found out he was sick, I got so sick. Let me tell you, I grew up listening to the guy inadvertently. You know, you work at these stores, you know, the music is playing. I used to work at a Tilly's, and his songs would come out all the time, bro. And at first, you want to be against it because you're not listening to that type of music. But then when I got over myself and decided, you know, I do like pop. I was like, yeah, I'm a Justin Bieber fan.
When he came out with that girlfriend, I was like, okay.
I came
out Selena. I was like, okay, I am.
To this day, I believe wholeheartedly Purpose should have won the Grammy because everybody was listening to it. And when I say everybody, I mean I walked into a barber shop where they were drinking, playing dominoes. Nothing about it is Justin. And they were listening to Justin Bieber.
Guys,
I say Justin Bieber.
I'm going to go with Queen Latifah because I enjoy her work as an actor. Like, guys, she did Hairspray.
Right.
She, like, killed that. She's Broadway, too. She was in Chicago.
Right.
That's
her show, Living Single. We are classic. Amazing.
I think she does. She put out a jazz album.
Dana Owens, so good.
I mean, Last Holiday is a really good movie.
Last Holiday is a classic.
It's a great movie.
It does not, they don't go up for it like they should. Last Holiday is a perfect
one. I mean... And she's got her own network show, The Equalizer.
The Equalizer.
Yeah, that's true. Ooh, you're making me think back now. Yeah.
So I'm going to go, not to hate on Bieber, because he got bops, as did we dancing to them, but I am gonna have to vote for Queen Latifah. Like, she's the blue, she is the blueprint of Triple Threat. Right. You can't,
I'm gonna go longevity on this one. Like, came into the rap game at like what, 18, 19, got her show at like 20.
Okay,
like, I just want to give her her props,
right?
Okay. Justin Bieber has time,
right?
He's got time.
Yes.
I honestly don't even feel like his best albums have even happened.
Yo!
Good like
point.
He's got time.
Good point. Okay.
You gotta go through a divorce, baby.
Come back from that illness, bro, and come show back. Us what you got.
See the therapist, make peace with the dramatic, you know, starlet childhood. He'll come back.
All right, guys.
What do we got next?
What do we got next? Oh, all right. We got two more, all right? So, please let them be easy. Seth?
This one?
Okay. Oh my God, Seth MacFarlane and Jamie Foxx. And I just want you guys to know that Seth MacFarlane is a compromise. Me and Manny literally got into a fight because honorable mention Zac Efron. Like, he was fighting for Efron.
Oh,
and I was like, no, Efron doesn't even want to be associated really with dancing or singing. He only wants to be an actor. Yeah. So even like, he's not showcasing it. I could dance and sing or whatever. If I'm not showcasing it, then what the fuck? But like, literally, Manny and I got into a huge argument. And so we compromised on a Seth MacFarlane, because although I hate him, he is a triple threat. Like, there's no doubt about it.
Song, dance, writing. Even though he hasn't written for Family Guy in I think, in like 13 years. But that's because he does all the other endeavors. He approves everything, basically. But actually, he does the perfect Christmas album. If you listen, he's got this Christmas album called Swinging Christmas, right? And the songs made me.
This is news to me.
Bro, your next Christmas, you gotta put on this guy's album. It's called Swinging Christmas. And the songs that he sings, you're like, wow, am I listening to Family Guy, the album? But then you just, he's just got a really great crooning, like, just lounge voice.
Okay. I mean, he's got,
I'll check it out.
He's got TV in a chokehold, that's for sure. So you can't deny the writing.
Show, that's true.
Yes. He is like, But Jamie Foxx, like Mr. Blame It on the Goose, got me feeling loose.
Academy
That's for my childhood.
Jamie That's Fox. True. Academy like, Award winning. Yes.
Plus Jamie Foxx show.
That was not green screen. Like, that
I mean, I don't think he knows how to dance. And he's funny as hell.
He's very funny. Actor, funny dude, stand up.
He got his daughter a job. He was like, I got a job. So you got to give my daughter a job.
Game show host.
Game show.
Game show. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
That
don't count.
Ugly word. No. JJ.
His music. He writes the music? Do we know?
Yes. He writes. Like, his album, whatever that album was. I don't know.
I think if you could play a piano, that's pretty damn impressive already. Because I think that.
With Ray Charles.
Yes.
Like, I've seen the DVD behind the scenes footage. It was really good. You can play it. Jamie Foxx.
So
Jamie Foxx. I'm gonna go with him too.
Yeah, sorry. That was pretty easy for me. Like, once that came out, I was like, I know everybody's gonna pick Jamie
Foxx. We knew the compromise wasn't gonna win.
Which is fine. But if you're pissed off about the Zac Efron, please write to us. We'd love to hear more.
Damn, Andre should have gone up against Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, again, we did not pair that. That would have been a better pair. All right, guys, this is the last one. All right.
Let's do it.
Now, before we reveal it, everybody be nice, okay? Manny might actually come out the least liked toast of this show, so I don't know.
Oh, I know who's left.
I know.
I know
that, and I also know that previous comments I made about another celebrity are going to be commented back at me. So let's just brace for impact. Are you guys ready for the last one? Can I get like a special like? Brrr, hey.
No.
Nah.
Dude, I'm too scared.
Miley Cyrus and Beyonce. There.
Yo.
Now, before you J-Lo haters come at me, I just want to say, I will compare J-Lo's singing to Beyonce's acting.
That's it. So we're starting with that. So we're starting with that.
Did you? She said, I will compare Beyonce's acting to J-Lo's singing.
Take with that as you will.
I certainly will. I'll never forget it.
I just,
well, oh my God, Takara's about to, Takara's about to do a tape five about this shit.
Wait, wait, before you do, let me just say, Rolling Stone once said that in Beyonce's voice lies the entirety of history of Black music. L.A. Reid once said, Beyonce is the greatest entertainer in history.
Yes,
all take facts. That, Mozart. And then when Carmen, a hip hopper, came out, they said she has a difficulty translating that to dialogue.
Yo,
Hannah Montana is a pretty good show.
Listen, I'm gonna.
Hey, this they go. Hey,
listen, listen. I can listen. Her acting's not strong. No, but she is great at everything else. Everything else, but the acting's not. It's not strong. I saw Carmen. I enjoyed the movie. I saw Obsession. What else? Fighting Temptations, I didn't watch.
You have a kid, right?
I have two.
Did you watch The Lion King?
No, I didn't watch it.
Oh, so when you over here, like, the looks that are coming from your eyes, but you didn't even see Lion King?
Here's the thing, though. I was not going to... Look, we are all on a baseline agreement that my girl needs some work when it comes to acting.
Right.
Right? And I just think that she has always been a vocalist. Right. And I think she needs not only acting lessons, but also more confidence in her speaking voice.
Right.
There's just no confidence there.
Because Austin Powers, she was funny. I
actually
thought
that was one of her best acting.
Yeah, she was cute. And it was a comedy.
I think it's
because
it was Mike
lighthearted.
Yeah. And it was lighthearted. And it was like, you know, yeah. And she didn't take herself seriously either. So it's not like... That's why I've said.
But I'm picking and choosing my three triple threats. Like, I took out acting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm
okay.
Like, my girl is an arranger, a producer, a vocalist,
a writer,
and a dancer.
Yes.
That's more than three.
Yes.
Miley, on the other hand, I think is still coming into it. I'm sorry.
You're right.
Flowers was great.
Yes.
Hannah Montana, a little bit after my time, so I didn't watch it. I know of the lore. I know it, right?
Well, I don't think she got enough acting.
No.
She doesn't.
No.
Not at all.
And she's not a dancer. I will say, though,
that
she's coming into her pin game.
Yes.
Like her last album, a lot of it she wrote.
Yeah.
And I will give her that.
Yeah.
And she actually writes for other people, too.
Oh,
what was that song we looked up? There's this hip-hop song that she wrote.
Shut up, really?
Oh, my God.
All right.
I'm going to make a video so you guys know because we looked it up once and we were super surprised.
Okay, girl. I want to say that I wasn't mad at her bangers. I know people were like, I mean, I made fun of her.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to agree with you.
I had a Miley twerk playlist. It was pretty good.
On the whole,
I'll share it.
On the thing that she probably hasn't shown us her best yet. I honestly think with all this different stuff she does, we don't know exactly what it is genre she is. So once we see, oh my God, we're going to see so great from her.
Oh my God, the white gays and the black gays are going to come after us. I'm afraid.
I know, they're like, why can't you just
right. Beyonce? I'm going to vote for her.
But that line about this, I'm sorry, they're going to get there.
Because I kind of like.
We're going to get docked.
We talked about Nicki Minaj, though. Like, the trolls, we're not on their radar yet. Yeah. But we're about to be. Oh my God. All right, guys. So, you officially have your triple threat brackets. Takara, what do you think? Who do you think ultimately is taking this whole thing home?
Ultimately, the whole thing. The whole thing.
Yeah. Who do you think people are going to love?
If they're fair, and if this is a fair and just nation. It's probably going to be like Queen Latifah or Beyonce.
Ooh, yeah. Queen Latifah. Nice. All right, babe, what do you got going on?
Just the longevity game.
I don't know about who's going to win, but those last two spots, I'm going to say it's going to come down between Hugh and Beyonce.
That's fair. I like that too.
I'm going to shake shit up. I would love to see a Hugh Jackman versus Jamie Fox.
Oh, now that actually makes sense.
They should do a movie together.
Did I do something there? Mm-hmm. All right, guys. So you got your triple brackets. This is how you win. We are going to put this triple brackets on our Instagram page. This is a way to keep track for you guys and for us about who's moving in the brackets. But here's how you win. Every day, we will put up different polls. So, for instance, we're going to put polls up
with these people, and that's what it's going to look like. You guys are going to vote, and then at the end of that story, we'll tally up the votes of who got what, and we'll move the winners.
Make sure to vote, you guys, because we really, really need to get
And these. Listen, this is the honesty thing. You have to vote online. Yeah. We know who you, please don't try to DM us like, I didn't mean to vote. Your vote is going to count. And then we'll do the poll so on until we get the last two for the ultimate. Whoever polls and votes for the winner will automatically be entered in a giveaway where you will win some Bubble Bath Stories merch.
Yes.
I think that's pretty, we're going to recap all of this because this is a lot. I know. We're going to recap this. We'll be doing week-long promo. Don't worry. You guys are going to be fully aware. Okay.
It's vote or die.
Takar, thank you so much for coming here.
You're so welcome.
This is like, I love this episode. This is going to be fun.
This is a lot
I
can't, of fun. Thanks for coming.
Like, absolutely.
If this is a success, we might have to do like different other brackets.
Yeah, we'll have to.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You have to.
All right. Let's see. It's up to you guys, really. You guys are the reason for us. Takar, let people know where they can find you if you got projects or shows coming up.
Yeah, it's at Takara Elise on all the stuff, TOCARAELISE. And I got a show at the Atlantic City Comedy Club coming up on Friday.
Oh, sure. Yay! Make sure to check that out, you guys.
Yeah, I love that.
In the bio.
Love that. You heard of, okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, because we usually got a banner.
Are you ready?
You can find me on Instagram. I got no time for this.
And you can find me, you can find me at Nikki Trends on Instagram. And if you want to follow what we're up to, just because we're goofy like that, you can follow us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Did I say TikTok already? Facebook at Bubble Babs. At Bubble Bab Stories. If you want to give us a compliment, a complaint, tell us some good news, tell us some bad news, or text us like Takar is, you can hit us up at 347-878-1144. If you want some official merchandise, you can head over to our website, bubblebathstories.co. Guys, this has been so much fun.
I can't wait till we get the results.
I know. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God, that was so much fun.
That was